Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From 104.5 The Zone, this is the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. With Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Today on the road, Puckett's on the square, downtown Murfreesboro. The crew's all here. David Reed back on Music Circle, making the show happen for us. And we're pleased to be joined by Titans left tackle and the co-host of Bussin' with the Boys, along with Will Compton, joined by Taylor Lewan on the line. Just wrapped up a workout. Taylor, appreciate it. And yesterday we asked the question, who had the better interview for the podcast, PaulKuharski.com or Bussin' with the Boys? And based on the play off of both interviews, you guys win hands down.
Well, I just know that Paul is used to having that lazy reporting that we've talked about on Bussin' with the Boys. And we're very disappointed in Paul. But we'll work through it, Paul.
Yeah, that was very lazy when I broke that you were reporting to training camp and that you had a contract. That was some lazy reporting.
That was. Well, yeah, I mean, that's not what we're talking about. All right, we're talking about sacrificing the male stuff. And all you need to do is just tweet at Bussin' with the Boys. Solid news there, fellas. And then, hey, it's done.
Dude, it was a great get.
It was hilarious. The conversation about his
willingness to do this is fantastic. So I would think that you guys, who you opened this podcast by saying you wanted more subscribers, when I take this and spread the word to people who follow me and may not follow Bussin' with the Boys yet, that's good for you in the media business. If something gets picked up from your podcast and spread around, that's good for you. That's a win.
Yeah, that's a win, Paul, but we have the number three podcast in the world in sports right now, so I don't know.
Well, why are you begging for subscribers at the beginning of it, then? You always want more. I want more. You want more. Everybody wants more.
That's how you get started. We're a startup company, Paul. We're a startup company, and we're just blasting to the roof right now. Things
well,
are
this
different
get...
now, Paul, all right? We're national now, okay? We're big time.
Well, this
our broken-down bus is knocking down bus barriers.
Taylor, do you think that Paul's story and tweet will help get you guys from number three to number one nationally in terms of podcasts?
It ain't gonna hurt.
I don't know. I don't think so. There's way more famous bald NFL reporters out there that could get us some more pub.
There absolutely are. But do you know how they're becoming aware of this? Through a middleman. Through a middleman. So they don't listen to your podcast. I listen to your podcast. I tweet out something about the podcast. They see it. Then they pick it up. See how it works? It goes up the chain.
You're right, Paul. We owe everything we've ever done, we owe to you.
No, I'm not.
We're going to start every podcast with saying thank you to Paul Kuharski and how much he's done for our company.
I liked how you tried to correct his pronunciation of my name, and he still butchered it even on the second try.
I'm doing my best, man.
Taylor Lewan with us on the Midday 180. Taylor, I've enjoyed the podcast and the guests. And I find myself asking, and I wonder, will you have Marcus Mariota on? Can you get him in that setting?
Yeah, I definitely can. Like, because I'm stronger than Marcus, I can definitely physically get him. It's just a matter of figuring it out. I think me and Will and Marcus have played some phone tag here and there during OTAs, feeling it out. You know the big guy, he loves his West Coast living, so he's out there right now living the dream. But I think when the season ends, right before he goes back to the West Coast, I might be able to snag him in January or something like that.
That's too late. You got to get him before this season. It could be done by then. And you have the only singular chance to show us that there's something there that's interesting, besides the fact that he makes his bed in hotel rooms. I beg you, get him on before camp starts.
Marcus is a very interesting guy. Everyone's interesting in their own way, Paul. All right?
I've had 4 years for him to show me he's interesting. I haven't seen it yet.
He's a good football player. I'll give him that. He's solid.
11 touchdowns last year, Chief.
What's that?
11 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, Paul, it hurts the first time. Stop repeating yourself. I get it, buddy. All right? I'm not a quarterback. I'm a left tackle. We're all doing the best we can.
Taylor, what is it about the bus that gets people to open up so much when they get on the bus with you guys?
I don't know, because I think we ask the most ridiculous questions, like, would you cut your parts off to win a Super Bowl, stuff like that. The first time you experimented with those parts, those kinds of things really, I think, get people to open up and just feel like, okay, these guys are ridiculous. I could be a little less ridiculous, and everything works out. And plus, everyone we've had on the podcast so far, we know we've been friends with. Yossi and I are boys. Frabel's obviously kids. We've had more conversations than just football conversations. And I don't know, Will's a fun guy. We got a good crew out there, so everything works out. But I think the secret is our two interns. We got Zach and Matt Neely. And Matt Neely is like the most intense super fan of the Titans. And he's the reason why we got Frabel to even talk about it, because he said he would cut it off for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did start it. He also told me you guys were going to storm our show at some point, didn't deliver. So tell him he shouldn't make promises he can't keep.
That's true. Well, there's still a chance. My heart's still beating, so there's still a chance we can get on there, Paul. Let's not put us to bed just yet.
Well,
I promise you, I'll come on your podcast. I will do that. I'll get your ratings up. Absolutely, I'm willing to do that for you.
And Chad has an invitation here.
Feel free to help get our show's ratings up too, because I'm being abandoned by Paul and Hutton next week, and I want to formally invite you and Will, or a combination of you or Will, to come in whenever you can at any point next week and co-host the show. It'll basically turn into Bussin' with the Boys, but during midday 180 time.
What's midday 180 time?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You give me a window of time. You guys can join. I will work it out where you're there forever, however long you can be there.
That's Monday through Friday?
That is correct. Weekdays. 104.5 The Zone.
I'll tell you what, Will is not very busy right now, and neither am I, so we can probably get on this. We can probably come on. I'm in.
I've been in touch with Will about it.
You said what?
I've been in touch with Will about it, so I'll tell him that you said something on the air, and we'll get it together. Also, Taylan's invited if she wants to come.
Yeah, Taylan's a superstar, dude. The minute she gets on, you guys are just going to forget about me and Will, and just Taylan's going to have her own podcast, her own show. She'll be the next Oprah.
Well, we thought about if you turned down the offer, that we would invite Taylan in instead of you guys, and that she could promote Bussin' with the Boys in her own way.
She'd probably do a better job than I would, honestly. She's unbelievable. You guys have talked to her a little bit. Paul's plugged her quite a bit.
You probably are.
Yeah, she was on the show. She joined you at the last year at camp with us.
Yeah. Are we doing that again this year?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Keep her in a bubble. I thought the Arthur Smith, that's the kind of thing that you guys can do. Like, Arthur Smith is not going to have a conversation like that, period. Nobody's going to have the access to him like that, and nobody's going to get him to let his guard down like that. No matter how long I've been around, I'm just not going to get that access or anything. And that's where you guys can do absolutely your best work, I think. I mean, I ran to listen to that because I wanted to get to know Arthur Smith better.
Arthur Smith, if there's one guy you need to get to know, it's him, man. He is the coolest, most humble individual I've ever met in my life. Like, he's got all so many stories. His dad, obviously, is very successful. His sister's very successful. But, like, when I got to the Titans, like, Arthur Smith was in, like, a GA position. And we used to do this thing called team takeoff, where he would hold up a ball, and like all 11 guys in the office would run, and would be just like to run to the ball or whatever. And I would go, and I literally would try to hurt Arthur every single time we did that. I punch him in the ribs, punch him in the side, and the guy just kept coming back every day. He's resilient. He's a resilient guy.
Vaccaro was bidding on this Michael Jordan signed jersey at Logan Ryan's event. I'm sure you were out of town. We missed you at that. And Arthur Smith was bidding against him. And everybody was crushing Vaccaro. We're like, dude, there's no way you're going to compete with Arthur Smith money here. And Vaccaro was doing that thing where you kind of bid and then you stand guard, you know, to watch if
box
anybody's
out.
Creeping in.
Yeah.
And he was so nervous. He wanted it so bad. And when he won it, he immediately took it and put it on and was just walking around in this Michael jersey, signed jersey. And then I'm pretty sure he didn't have a credit card on him, and Logan Ryan had to vouch for him that he would pay.
Oh, my God. That is... Well, Kenny's actually staying in one of my Airbnbs for the season, so that makes me a little nervous. I might have to do a credit check on him now.
Yeah, do a credit check.
One of your Airbnbs. How many do you have?
No, just one. I was trying to flex, but I only got one.
One of.
I called out. I was hoping you guys would be like, dang, Peter's got like 15 of these things. No, it's just one, and it's beautiful.
Taylor Lewan with us. So Vrabel's willing to part ways with the unit to win a Super Bowl as a coach.
Let's take note. Taylor said he is not.
Right.
He's a younger man.
Well, he's much younger.
Only one child so far and probably has more use for it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, to be honest, it's not much, but it's mine. And that's all that matters. Like, at the end of the day, I respect any man who's willing to sacrifice it, but I don't know. Like, I just rather just win it fair and square. I don't know. That was pretty funny. I did not think he was going to say yes. And sure enough, he's always joking about him and Jen, though. Jen, I don't know if you guys have met his wife. She's awesome. She's an unbelievable person. And so he's always joking around. But, yeah, no, I don't think I could do it. Just something about being a Ken doll down there, smooth, plastic surfaces. It doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. Friend of the show texted me a little while ago. He said, new slogan for Vrabel. For the boys, without the boy.
That's all. We'll make T-shirts this week.
Taylor, keep up the great work, man. And are you stopping the podcast? Is the podcast on pause during the season? Is that official?
Yeah, I'm not. We're going to try to stack up a couple before and maybe try to release one every other week during the season. But when I'm playing ball August through February, I'll definitely be absent from all that stuff, man.
You're in an awkward spot here. Will is one of your best friends.
Sure.
He wants to play. Sure. If he plays, the podcast really goes dormant. So do you want him to play or do you want him to podcast?
I want Will to play. Obviously, I'd want him to be a Titan. But literally, he and I were talking about this yesterday because we're both working out together in the summer at Vandy. And the guy who was working us out, he just met us. And I'm like, hey, what would happen if like Will went to the Jaguars? And you just saw 77 take 51 across the sidelines and dump him. How would you feel? Who would you root for? And I think consensus is we all want Will to play. But at the end of the day, if he goes to play, he still lives here in the offseason. That's the thing. So this will be an offseason gig. Hopefully we have enough content to last us. But if not, Paul, we got some puppies out there that are consistent, and they love us, and they want us to keep it going, and I respect it. We got to keep the puppies alive. Do you subscribe?
Of course. And I saw you saw my new podcast. You commented on my new podcast, and I'm sure you've subscribed to that. Thank you.
Yep, I will. I'll do that.
we call it tit for tat.
No question. I'll make sure. Paul, I'm on it right now. Check in the next 5 minutes.
Taylor, thank you, man.
Elsewhere.
We'll be in touch about next week.
I'm in it, boys. 1 hour. We can do 1 hour. We'll do it.
Perfect. Crush it. 1 hour with the option for a second hour. Got it.
All right. Fair enough. That sounds fair to me.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, fellas. See ya.